Good morning. Welcome to Bethany Lutheran in Warren, Oregon. Today in lectionary is called the Shepherd Sunday, and so I'm preaching on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know what you are? You are a bummer. That's right, a real bummer. A bummer in our Lord's eyes. Now allow me to explain. There's a phenomenon in shepherd herding that something is called the bummer lamb. Sometimes when a lamb is born, it's rejected by its mother. She will not allow it to nurse. She not only neglects it, she actively tries to kill it. Its own mother will attempt to smother the newborn. The ewe will shoulder check her lamb right into the fence to drive it away. She may even try to kill it by kicking it. A real bummer, right? Even worse, the rest of the flock follows her example. They all reject the lamb. The lamb finds no help, no hope, no compassion, except for the shepherd. A good shepherd comes to the aid of a bummer lamb. He takes the lamb from the flock and protects it in his arms. He will hand feed the little lamb and share his body heat by letting the newborn sleep on the shepherd's chest. The lamb is no longer a bummer lamb. It's now the shepherd's lamb. Eventually, the lamb will be strong enough to be reintroduced to the flock. However, it will forever be the shepherd's lamb. Whenever the shepherd is near the flock, the first sheep to greet him is the shepherd's lamb. This will be a lifelong bond. One rancher explained the amount of care that goes into taking care of a bummer lamb. Bummer lambs create a lot of work for a farmer who already has his time consumed with caring for his flocks and his acreage. Even with special care, bummer lambs do not always survive. Bummer lambs are often weak because they have a genetic defect or a health problem which will prevent them from thriving. Lambs can have birth defects that are not visible. The symptoms may not show up until it's too late to deal with it. Many churches have stained glass windows, and the older ones often have windows that depict scenes of Jesus' life and his parables. One famous church window theme is the Good Shepherd. And what does a good shepherd hold in his arms? The bummer lamb. This lamb is us. We are born with the fatal birth defect of original sin. Psalm 51, verse 5. Surely I have been a sinner from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. The original sin prevents us from being accepted by God. Romans 7, verses 19 and 20. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. God still loves us. That will not change. But God, the one who is perfect, cannot invite us into his presence while we still have sin within us. However, before it is too late, before you died in sin, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, came and took you in his arms and committed himself to whatever it would take to save you. Romans 5, verses 8 through 10. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Jesus committed himself to doing whatever it would take to save you. He gave you 6 hours one Friday. He set aside his glory and spent 33 years on earth for you. He made a plan back when time began that would cover you for eternity. Jesus went to hell and back in order to lead this flock called the church through the valley of the shadow of death to eternal life in his kingdom. So let's take a look at Psalm 23 through the eyes of the bummer lamb. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd cares for his sheep with his very life. When out in open grazing land, he is on watch all day, every day. The shepherd watches for hazards, toxic plants, hungry predators, and those sheep who have a tendency to wander off. If the flock is in open territory at night, the shepherd will build a makeshift pen and sleep in the opening in the doorway. No sheep can wander off unnoticed, and no predator can come in. He literally lays down his life for his sheep. I shall not want. Our shepherd wants the best for us. He wants us to thrive. More than that, he wants to bless us. So he provides for all of our needs, even those of which we are not aware. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sheep should not go without food for even a day, because hungry sheep are going to eat. If they do not have the proper food available, they will eat plants that are dangerous or even toxic for them. We consume food in excess of what is healthy for us. We consume food and substances that are not good for us. We knowingly even consume what is toxic for us. The Lord knows exactly what we need to be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. After all, he created us, and he loves us, so he will provide for all our needs. You may be wondering how I can say that God provides for his sheep when so many people around the world are starving this very minute. Yes, even Christians. Well, God has provided enough for everyone. Unfortunately, some of his children eat more than they need and throw away much needed food, while others go without. No one would go hungry if first world countries shared more of their abundance, and if all leaders provided for all their citizens according to their needs. He leads me beside quiet waters. Sheep prefer still water. Running water can scare the sheep. So the Good Shepherd leads his flock past turbulent waters to the quiet pond. When we seek out a turbulent lifestyle, we often find ourselves in over our heads. If we follow the Lord, he will provide what we need in the manner in which we are best suited. He restores my soul. God restores your soul in mercy and grace. He alone can keep our minds at peace in the midst of turmoil and hardship, because we know that He is in control and He is totally trustworthy. He leads me in right paths. Psalm 31, verse 3. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. God had a plan in place before you even existed. It is a path for you. It is the best choice for you, one that will keep you in perfect harmony with God, with yourself, and with your community. For His name's sake. What is this name? When the word Lord is written in all capital letters, as it is at the beginning of this psalm, it represents the Hebrew word Jehovah. This is the God. He will be, He is, and He was. The word Jehovah is made up of the first syllable of the first word, the second word, and the last syllable of the last word, Yehovah. The God who was, the God who is, and the God who ever will be. His name is I Am, I Am, I Am. And this is who my shepherd is. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. There is no situation too great for God. He will be with you in the most dangerous times, in the loneliest times, in the most hopeless situations. He's walking beside you, and He is providing hope and strength. Most of us grew up with the translation, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Well, in order for there to be a shadow, there has to be light to cast the shadow. John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." No matter what you have to face in this life, remember to look up. Jesus is right there with you. If you are in despair and cannot feel His presence, tell Him. He will make His presence known. It may be through a Christian friend calling or texting to remind you of their support and God's presence. It may be someone dropping in for a visit and praying with you. It may be through a hymn that Sunday, or an unexpected rainbow, or a lightening of your soul. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A shepherd uses his rod to correct sheep and to beat off predators. His staff is a walking stick, and he uses the crook of the staff to rein in a sheep that is wandering off, prone to get lost or injured. When you start to stray, God reins you in with perhaps a guilty conscience, or by sending another Christian to counsel you. He may even confront you in your dreams. The Lord disciplines those He loves for the sake of redirecting them into a righteous relationship with Him. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Here we have the image of a banquet table. God wants us to fellowship with each other, and He wants to fellowship with His people. Our communion table is said to be a foretaste of the feast to come, when we sit at the heavenly banquet table and celebrate with Christ over His bride, the church. Notice that the Lord invites us to sit down and enjoy a meal while our enemies are close at hand. This shows how secure and confident we can be in His presence when we are in His loving care. Going through difficult times does not mean the absence of God. You anoint my head with oil. In Jewish society, oil is a symbol for rejoicing. It was used in welcoming guests. Oil was poured over one's head when God chose him to be the next king. And when you become a believer in Christ Jesus as your Savior, you become a prince or a princess, a member of heaven's royal court of the King of Kings. And the Most Holy One will provide for you in abundance. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As the hymn says, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Yes, our cup overflows with blessings. God is goodness and mercy, and he will be with you every day of your life. Each time we stumble and fall, God is waiting for us to confess our sin so he can offer us mercy once again. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all my life long. Yes, we live for God, and he lives with us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we will dwell in the kingdom of God, in the royal court, in the presence of our victorious Redeemer, in the company of the angels and the saints, forever and ever. Amen.